On Robin Hood Radio, we welcome a couple of different guests here right now on The Breakfast Club and on Robin Hood Radio. Jeff Buffini from the Boondocks Film Society and Devin Levins from Morricone Youth. There's a very interesting collaboration coming up between Boondocks Film Society and the Warner Theater, and that is a one-of-a-kind film event, Mad Max, the original classic from 1979, with their original rescore by Morricone Youth. We'll get to that in a second. It is Friday, September 20th at the Warner Theater, 7 till 10 p.m. We'll start off with Jeff first. Jeff, nice to speak to you. And Boondock Film Society has come a long way since its fairly humble beginnings.
Yeah, that's right. thanks for saying that. Yeah, we've been doing Boondocks Film Society for about 2.5 years now, and I think we've built a pretty strong following, and we're happy to see a lot of familiar faces at pretty regularly at our screenings.
Well, I was going to say, remember when we first talked, you had talked about what you wanted to see out of Boondocks Film Society, and now, just by the sheer number of projects that you get involved in and associations with different organizations, I think your dream probably has come true even better than you, and quicker than you might have thought it might have.
Yeah, I think, when we started in the spring of 2017, we didn't really expect to necessarily even be here 2.5 years later. We're kind of playing it by ear, but it's really come along in some unexpected ways, and we're excited about some of the venues we've worked with. We're excited about some of the bands and chefs and distilleries, breweries, and other partners we've worked with. It's just been a really fun ride and a really great way to meet a lot of like-minded people in the area.
And it's kind of cool. It's kind of also a great way to see some movies, but also have the added attraction of all the other local interactions mixed in, whether it's the breweries or the sites or anything like that. It's something just a little bit different every time you go out there and make a presentation.
Yeah, it's been a focus from the beginning to try to spotlight a lot of the creativity that's kind of bubbling just below the surface in our area, and a lot of the really special venues we have out here. I think the reason that we have built a following, a loyal following, and the reason that people really have reacted to what we've offered is just that opportunity to be introduced to new venues in perhaps towns that some of our patrons don't get to as often as they'd like, and to be introduced to some local acts and some acts from down in the city, or some small touring acts as far as musicians, to be introduced to some really interesting films that don't always get up to our area. So all these elements together make these events something unique and something really engaging for our audience up here.
We're talking about the Warner Theater presentation along with the Boondocks Film Society of Mad Max with an original live score Friday, September 20th from 7 to 10 at the Warner Theater, warnertheater.org or 860-489-7180. Well, let's bring in guest number two right now for a few seconds, Devin Levins. Devin, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about your group. And now, first of all, am I pronouncing the group's name right, or am I wrong?
It sounds correct, Morricone Youth.
Okay, so now, explain a little bit about the Morricone Youth and what it is, and how long you've been around, and what it is you do.
We're a group of musicians based out of New York City. We formed Our first show is December 1st, 1999, so we're coming up on our 20th year.
Wow.
We're just dedicated to music that was originally written for the moving image, whether that's film, TV, maybe even library production music, et cetera. But we do everything from reinterpret old favorite soundtracks to live scoring films. And sometimes, I guess every film that we do is different, whether it's an old silent film or a midnight movie or kind of a well-known film like Mad Max that we're doing later this month.
Well, I find interesting, by the way, if you folks want to know more about Morricone Youth, it's morriconeyouth.com, MorriconeYouth.com. I love the poster for Mad Max, but I also kind of think it's kind of cool on your website, original live rescore performed by Morricone Youth, and I love this, 10-song black vinyl LP with digital download card. I think that's kind of cool. Do you get a lot of people to take advantage of stuff like that?
Yeah, it sort of goes hand in hand. We've live scored 15 films at this point, and we're slowly, it's taken a little bit longer than we had hoped, but we're slowly introducing a vinyl record, sometimes a CD, and a download for each film that we've done. So far we've put out 5 of the 15 films that we've live scored. And I believe Mad Max was our third release in that series.
All right, so now, Nevin and Jeff, you can. How do you guys work together along with the Warner Theater to put this jigsaw puzzle together?
Well, that's a good question. this is our first collaboration with the Warner Theater, and it's our second collaboration. This is Boondocks Film Society's second collaboration with Morricone Youth, but the first one where they're kind of live scoring a film, and we're really excited to be working with both Morricone Youth and the Warner Theater. As far as how it comes together, Boondocks Film Society, generally our forte is kind of building an event around the film. Mm-hmm. So we are looking to bring in food and drink elements. So for this event, we're concocting some themed craft cocktails. We're going to have some Australian beer and wine available in the lobby of the theater during a happy hour before the film. And we are working on pulling together some decor to kind of put people in the mood and in the setting of the film. And the Warner is, we're working with the Warner on all these types of elements. The Warner will be kind of executing on a lot of our vision and also kind of adding their own flair to the event. Morricone Youth is the focal point of the event. I mean, this would not be the event that it's going to be without Morricone Youth and this score, this fantastic score that they've composed. So we're really excited. I also want to mention that we are working on partnering with some of the restaurants in downtown Torrington to coordinate some movie-themed food specials. And there'll be more information on that on our social media at Boondocks Film Society, both on Instagram and Facebook, and on the and on our website, boondocksfilmsociety.org, and on the Warner Theater website.
Once again, what we're talking about is coming up at the Warner Theater on Friday, September 20th, 7 to 10 p.m. Once again, tickets are $20, warnertheater.org, or 860-489-7180. Also, you can get info on more events at the Boondocks Film Society. Now let's get back to rescoring Mad Max. And Evan, how do you go about starting something like this and then actually carrying it off during the presentation?
Well, each film that we take on requires sort of a different way to look at it. This one, Mad Max, the 1979 version, we originally thought that we were going to rescore it as a Western, you know, sort of look at it as an old maybe spaghetti Western or a Western in general, like a silent film Western. When you get into it, you start realizing, you know, although the film is, in essence, a Western, that there are a lot of other elements to it, and because it's a very intense action film at times, you know, we had to bring in music that sort of evokes different types of genres. It sort of evolved into something else than our original idea. Also, George Miller, the director, is stated in just interview after interview that he originally conceived the film and was inspired by silent films, and that the film on its own could stand on its own as a silent, with the sound design and the music and whatnot being sort of bells and whistles or an extra layer to it. So we sort of decided to take them to task on that. And so the way that we actually perform it is that the entire film, after the initial MGM Lion Roar, is muted with the Australian subtitles on, and we basically create a 1.5 hour, I think it's 94 minute, soundscape to that. But, it's actual themes and variations that we've written to it, just like you would to any other film.
Were there any legal problems in trying to do something like this, or was it fairly easy for you to get in and do without any legal problems?
Well, I mean, you have to license the film, but besides that, I mean, it seems as if the studios are becoming more and more open to this concept, as I think it's being done more and more across the globe. You know, a lot of these performances are starting to pop up in L.A. now, and you're seeing them in Europe and around New York City.
Now,
we last year, 2018, we performed the film at the Sydney Festival in Australia, and on Australia Day, and, you know, we had George Miller's blessing to do that, and cast members even showed up and were enthusiastic about it.
How does the crowd react with the band there when you do this? Are they kind of quizzical at first, but then they really get into it?
I think it does take a moment or two to adjust, to, especially if they don't know what they're in store for. You know, you buy a ticket, you're going to see Mad Max, you know there's a live band. People seem to cheer in appropriate places, from things happening on screen to maybe some piece of music or how that syncs up together. And, you know, it varies from venue to venue. You know, the odd thing about this band is that we seem to do this in untraditional places from time to time. So sometimes there are more music venues that are less equipped for the visual aspect, or vice versa. They're a traditional movie theater where they have to bring in a PA. So every time we play, we're tasked with different issues we need to overthink, I think, in the beginning to make sure that we can pull it off live.
Okay, once again, the classic film Mad Max, 1979 classic, with Morricone Youth doing the rescore, Friday, September 20th, 7 to 10 at the Warner Theater. What else is on the agenda very quickly here for Boondocks? What's next on your plate, Jeff?
Well, we don't have anything announced at the moment. Okay. We're actually going to take a bit of a well-deserved break. and we are going to be announcing some probably fall and winter events somewhere in the next few weeks, I would say. I wanted to bring up a couple things about this particular event. One is, Devin had mentioned, performing in different types of venues and having different challenges in different venues. One of the reasons we're really excited about working with Morricone Youth at the Warner is that, as people that have been in the theater before are aware, it's an absolutely
spectacular,
magnificent place to see a performance, and they have a fantastic screen and a great sound system. So this should be a really great opportunity to see Morricone youth at their best, and sounding their best, and see the film looking its best. So, and then the other thing I wanted to remember to mention is that, for those people who haven't been to one of our Boondocks events before, one of our kind of trademarks is that we have a local artist design a commemorative poster for each event, and those are printed digitally, and we give them out for free to attendees at the end of the screening. So we have a really great poster in the works by an artist, a local artist named Alex Theodoropoulos, and we are excited to have that come to fruition and to have that element available to our attendees as well.
Well, what I think is great about this, not only does it tie in a live band with live music and the movie and the Warner Theater, but I think by getting the restaurants to go along with this, you really make it an incredible night out. And it's the power of working together in today's economy, I think, that makes things like this take off, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I had said before, we consider, you know, our restaurant partners and our, you know, beverage partners, I guess, and our music and art partners all part of the creative community in the Northwest Corner and the surrounding area where we do our screenings. And, you know, we've got to stick together and we've got to kind of promote what each other are doing. So we're really excited to have some Torrington restaurants involved. I'm going to, you know, point people to our social media and the website, and where we will have more information on that element as the event gets closer. You know, we're really excited to, this is the first time actually that we'll be working with more than one restaurant or more than one chef, for an event. So we're excited to give that a try and, hope that people will make it an evening and go out and get some food and then come over and take part in our happy hour before the film.
Well, once again, warnertheater.org for tickets and more information at 860-489-7180. More on the Boondocks Film Society, boondocksfilmsociety.org, and more Morricone Youth at morriconeyouth.com on the web. Guys, thanks for joining us for this this morning, and best of luck with this venture in Torrington coming up at the Warner Theater.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Marshall. And I would just encourage people to go to our social media, go to the Warner website, go to boondocksfilmsociety.org, and check out Morricone Youth, what they do. There's a Mad Max trailer on their website, I believe, as well. And it's really something unique and something a little different than a traditional silent film score. And I hope that people will come out and experience this, which we don't often get a chance to see in our area.